Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you.
Winnipeg's Bert Cummings. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas. We are live from the Canada Life Center, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Two teams, good teams, not playing well. Jets have dropped three consecutive games to close out a road trip, which saw them get outscored 13-4. Edmonton went into Ontario, got whacked early by Toronto to the tune of 5-0, roared back, made it a 5-3 game with a goalpost in the final 2 minutes before losing 6-3. And then despite outshooting Ottawa 36-16, Sunday gave up three goals while the Senators were on the power play, losing ultimately with an empty netter, 5-3. Again, Oilers Now live. Busy, busy show. We'll have contributions today from Brendan Escott. Jaden Large is our technical producer. Mike Geisen helping us out here in Winnipeg as well. Here's what we got coming up. We'll hear from Edmonton Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch, Stuart Skinner, and Evander Kane, who's back in the lineup after being out for a maintenance day for a game against the Ottawa Senators. We'll hear that in the first 20 minutes of the show. At 3:22 today, Corey Perry, Edmonton Oilers forward, sit-down conversation with him. At 3:35 today, our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-Y-L-H-A-U-K today. Ken Holland, the general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. And at 4:05 today, Brian Lawton for Wow Factor Desserts. Here's how you get a hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss out on the Pot of Gold draws now through March the 30th. See guest services for details. You must be 18-plus at the River Cree Resort Casino. Excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter. At Oilers Now, my personal Twitter account closing in. We're within 500 of 100,000 Twitter followers. You can tweet me, Bob_Stauffer, and you can tweet Brendan Escott, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Evander Kane is back in, and the Oilers and Jets try to get it turned around after tough recent stretches, despite the fact that both teams have really good records. We're going to head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
The Oilers and the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Former Jet Evander Kane back in. Here's Chris Knobloch.
Very hopeful that the time off will just put a little the nagging injuries at rest and feeling more energized and not having to worry about the things that have been bothering them and being a big part of this team. You look at overall, we've been getting a lot of offense from line that Connor's been on, Leon's been on. We need a little more secondary scoring, and Evander's perfect for that. If playing on a line with Perry and McLeod right now, having that depth there, we should have some contributions.
Not scored in his last 15 games. Ryan Nugent Hopkins has not scored in his last 13. Here is Chris Knobloch's expectations on tonight's game against the Jets.
Yeah, probably a very passionate game tonight. Both teams looking to move up in the standings or fight off teams that are behind us. With Winnipeg losing the last three, and not necessarily that they played poorly, but obviously they're going to be very frustrated not winning those. And coming back home after that long road trip, I think they're going to be energized and ready to play tonight.
Chris Knobloch was also asked what needs correcting from the Toronto and Ottawa losses.
Well, I think a lot of it just, I don't think we won certain thing in each game. It's been a little bit of giving up big scoring chances, 5-on-5. The other night in Ottawa, the special teams giving up three penalty kill goals for us, and so the special teams are always huge. But I just think consistency in our game, whether that's 5-on-5, the special teams, just making sure that we're playing a full 60 minutes.
Vezina Trophy winner Connor Hellebuck, who signed a 7-year extension at $8.5 million, which kicks in next year. They're just doing their roll call on the building here. He won the Vezina back in 1920. He's 32-17-3 this year, a 2.39 goals against average, and a .920 save percentage. 25.9. That's how many goals saved above expectation. 26 goals saved above expectation for Connor Hellebuck. And Knobloch was asked about preparing to face Hellebuck and the Jets tonight.
There's a lot of things that are difficult for the matchups. And you look at their, three deep pairs. They're the four forward lines. They've got scoring and grits on all their lines. They're hard to play against. And then, you get through their team and you make some good plays. And often it's still not enough because they've got a really good goaltender. Well, both goaltenders have played really well for them this year. So, they've got a well-balanced team.
Connor Hellebuck, by the way, in his career is 13-13-2 with a 3.13 goals against average, 904 save percentage against the Edmonton Oilers. All right, so let's get to Evander Kane. He is back in pretty quiet today on his return to the lineup after maintenance day.
I feel good. I feel good, yeah.
Was it just a buildup of things that sometimes just have one game off gives you an extra few days to rest and be ready?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, and Kane was also asked a nice pivot during the scrum, by the way, to get him to talk about one of his teammates. Here's Evander Kane talking about Corey Perry's hockey IQ.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to remember, he's not a third or fourth line guy. He's been a top player in this league for a long time, and I think guys that play on the edge, say a lot of people look to the physical side or the agitator side, but the skill set for those type of players gets overlooked a lot, and he definitely still has it.
Corey Perry with 6 goals, 9 points in 25 games for the Oilers. Stuart Skinner will start a goal for Edmonton in his career against the Jets. 3-0-1 record, a 1.80 goals against average, and .941 save percentage. And Skinner had this to say on bouncing back after a tough start in Toronto.
Yeah, I think just getting back in the net and just regrouping, refocusing on my job. I think, again, like it's a couple small details for me personally that I need to kind of rebound. And I know what I have to do in order to do that. So tonight's a chance for me to just get back in there and see what I can do from here on out. I mean, I learned a few lessons against Toronto, and I'm thankful for that.
I learned a few lessons against Toronto. The Winnipeg Jets are the opponents tonight. Here is Stuart Skinner.
Yeah, I mean, every time we play Winnipeg, I feel like it's always a really tight game. It's normally low scoring. It's just like a hard battle between two really good teams that are, trying to fight against each other because, to be honest, it's playoff games kind of from here on out. So it's really good preparation for us, really good preparation for them as well. So I know that they're going to come out hard. I know that their skill is obviously going to do their skill things, and they're going to be Winnipeg always shows up for these types of games, and especially I know that they got the last two losses, and so have we, so both teams are pretty hungry for a win here.
All right, that is some of the Audio Vault segments today for our friends at Direct Workwear. We are going to head into NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. There are 11 other games in the National Hockey League and with some other news and notes as well. Here's Brendan Escott.
Yeah, including Toronto home to the New Jersey Devils and Calgary on the road in Chicago. Montreal visits Colorado tonight. And Trevor Zegras will return from a 31-game absence. It was a fractured ankle that held him out for most of this year. Bakersfield starting a three-game road trip tomorrow night in San Diego. And the Oil Kings are all done. So we'll look ahead to the Bantam draft when it gets a little bit closer to that.
A couple other little notes. Marc Lajoie, we mentioned him. Don't be surprised if he ends up in Bakersfield. Now that the WHL season's over, he was selected a second-team Central All-Star after a 25-goal campaign with the Edmonton Oil Kings, a defenseman. And Noah Philp, he of a solid rookie season a year ago in the American Hockey League, where he finished top 10 and even strength goals for AHL rookies, retired last year. He is unretiring. The Edmonton Oilers have retained his rights, and he will be at Edmonton Oilers training camp next fall. That's a good thing. 6'3", right shot center. It is 3:16 in Edmonton. When we come back in Oilers Now, I'll have the game day lineup report for you for the folks at McGuire Financial, and we'll get into our sit-down one-on-one conversation with Oilers forward Corey Perry. You're listening to Oilers Now live from Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer live at Canada Life Center. The Edmonton Oilers, the Winnipeg Jets night should be an old-fashioned canoe tipper. Two pretty good teams. Jets have had as good a season, really, when you think back to when they got Connor Hellebuck and Mark Scheifele extended, and then the Monahan and Toffoli trades impactful, adding a second-line center, and really, albeit a guy that's playing on the third line tonight, but a player completely capable of being a top-six NHL forward for a number of years. They got a good team. Like, there's no question about it. And of course, they got Connor Hellebuck in goal. The combined goal saved above expectation for this team this year between Hellebuck and Brassois, +38.8. That is the best in the National Hockey League. Let's go to our game day lineup report for McGuire Financial.
The Game Day Lineup Report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca.
After carrying a 16-game winning streak into the All-Star break, Edmonton is 13-8-3 out of the break, including 19-15-1 overall on the road this year. Oilers fourth in the league in goals for, ninth in goals against, second on the power play. They have dropped to 18th in the league in the penalty kill. That has to improve. Edmonton's now actually number one in the league in shots for and number one in the league in expected goals for. It'll be Connor McDavid up front with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Hyman. Hyman, the 50-goal man. McDavid, a goal and 10 assists in the four games last week. He's up to 91 assists on the season, looking to become the fourth player in NHL history to have a 100-assist season. The other three, we know them by their first names: Wayne, Bobby, Mario. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins on left wing. He needs to get going. He's not scored in his last 13 games. Leon Draisaitl leads the Oilers with 19 power play goals this season. He's got 37 overall. He'll center Adam Henrique and Warren Fogel. Draisaitl in 32 games against the Jets has 23 goals and 42 points. McDavid, by the way, in 31 games against the Jets has 54 points. Ryan McLeod will give some speed and transport ability on the third line with Evander Kane and Corey Perry. Derek Ryan is in between Matthias Janmark and Connor Brown. Brown with very good career numbers against Winnipeg, 5 goals, 14 points in 20 games. Sam Carrick is a healthy scratch up front. On defense, Ekholm and Bouchard. Evan Bouchard on a 7-game point streak in which he's got 12 assists and he's +7. Nonetheless, his game consistently seems to be picked apart. That's how our generation works. We sit there and a guy can do 18 good things, but he gets beat on back-to-back Saturday nights. by two of the best players in the world, Nathan MacKinnon and Austin Matthews, and all hell breaks loose. The Oilers are going to reunite Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci, put Brett Kulak back with Vincent Dernay. Troy Stetcher is a healthy scratch on defense for Edmonton. Stuart Skinner starts and goal overall this year. 31-14-4, 2.65 goals against average, 905 save percentage, plus 2.8 goals saved above expectation. That is a look for you at the Edmonton Oilers game day lineup. Let's do this. Let's get to our sit-down conversation with Edmonton's forward, Corey Perry.
Corey, the Oilers trying to, you know, there's been some real good stretches for this hockey team, which you've been a part of, and they're trying to find their game right now after just a thought process about remaining even-keeled but bringing the right degree of energy against Winnipeg coming off what was a difficult weekend.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend. That Ottawa game could have went either way. Yeah. I mean, we had the puck most of the night, but offensively, I don't know if we did enough. We worked hard enough in front of the net. We saw a lot of pucks, but we've talked about it. We've thought about it, and we know what they're coming off a few games of losing as well. So it's going to be a big game for everyone, and see where we are against a really good hockey team.
One of the things that you've done since you've come here is at times you've dragged your team into a fight. I think that when there's been moments where maybe there's been a lack of energy or a lack of physicality, you've been willing to engage the opposition. Is that a dying art in the National Hockey League? Are there fewer guys that are willing and prepared, or is that something that can be learned over time and guys can grow and mature and understand that they can engage in that as well?
I think
no.
You can learn and grow and do it, but you have to be willing to do it as well. So it's there's that fine line. Yeah, you can learn and you can adapt that to your game, but you have to be willing to go in there and be in that fight every day. That's just who I am. That's just how I'm built. When things aren't going well, there's no energy. Sometimes you need a spark, and I've done that my whole career, and I won't change.
Mark Mathot was talking about that on Sunday in Ottawa. He said, like, Corey Perry was our best offensive player, but once in a while would fight, and we're all like, what are you doing? Like, we need you on the ice. It really is. I mean, you're chuckling a bit because obviously you had some success with Mark in that 05 season.
Yeah, he's, we had some few years there in London together, and he saw some things that I did during my junior career, and it progressed into my NHL career. So, he's not far off. It had the skill and pucking back the net and help our teammates win. And but like I said, when things aren't going well, you have to have that spark, and just who I am, like I said.
How hard is it to score 50 goals?
It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be
a lot more 50 goals scored.
Exactly. You're seeing a few more nowadays, but still, it's the same guys, right?
It's pretty special with Zach. Did you when you first played against Zach Hyman, or even in the playoffs, going back in 21, did you envision Zach becoming a 50-goal scorer?
No, I didn't. Yes, he worked really extremely hard, and he works hard for those goals, and he goes to those dirty areas, but did 50 goals? No. But, that's a tremendous feat. I got to give a lot of credit to him, because like I said, he is going to those dirty areas. He is getting those loose pucks. He is battling in the corner and getting back to the front of that. So, he's taking a lot of licks to get those 50 goals.
Some other guys, and I know it's about ultimately the team and the team result. Connor's likely to get to 100 assists. It's only been three players in NHL history to do it. Wayne and Mario did it in a higher scoring era. Wayne 11 times, Mario once, and Bobby once. So let's just think about that. Wayne, Mario, and Bobby. When the guys that have done it are the guys that you only have to mention their first name, I think it tells you something about this, the sort of stratosphere that Connor's going to be entering here shortly.
Yeah, those are three guys that, like you said, you just say their first name and everybody knows exactly who they are. I did read something the other day that Wayne did it, like you said, 11 times.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, to get to 100 points is insane in this league, but to have 100 assists, that just shows you the hockey IQ that Connor has.
You were, you've been in the league for a long time. You were in Montreal, but it was a pandemic year. Is it different being in a Canadian market in a normal season, in a market like Edmonton where it's kind of hockey, and let's be honest, it's hockey and then it's hockey and then it's hockey. It's, I mean, you played all those years in Anaheim where you got, I've talked about this with Joffrey Lupul over the years, and just you can kind of, not that you can hide, but it's just not the same day-to-day pressure. And I know you live for it, don't you?
Yeah, I love being in the market and being a part of it. This is what I love to do. If I didn't love doing this, I would have hung them up a long time ago. The reason that you play this game is to win, and to win in a Canadian market would be something special.
That is Corey Perry of the Edmonton Oilers. All right, let's go to the Jets' projected lines. 9 times in his career, he's had 60-plus points. Mark Scheifele, minus 33 the last 2 years. He's plus 20 this year. Hill center Kyle Connor, who's already at 30 goals this season, and Alex Iafallo. They've moved to Foley up from the last game. He will be on right wing with Sean Monahan and Nikolai Ehlers. Ehlers has historically played very well against Edmonton, plus 10 in 27 games, 9 goals, and 20 points. It'll be Lowry and one of the best third-line centers in the league with Niederreiter and Mason Appleton, and then Menstikov with Morgan Barron and Cole Perfetti. They do not have Gabe Vilardi. He's a heck of a player. He's out with a spleen injury. Morrissey and DeMello. Dylan DeMello plus 38 this year. Dylan and Pionk, Stanley and Schmidt, and Connor Hellebuck starts in goal. James Dunn has a global news weather traffic update at 3:30. When we come back, Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.